Stay informed with the Northwest's only all-news station, Northwest News Radio.
Currently 53 under partly cloudy skies downtown at 11:02 on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Hutler. Our top stories continue from our 24/7 news center. The new wave of Omicron infections in our area prompting at least one school to cancel class. Brian Calvert with the update.
And it couldn't come at a worse time, as many schools are trying to get state-mandated testing accomplished right now. But there are no classes again today at Issaquah's Sunset Elementary because so many teachers are out. Dr. John Lynch at UW Medicine.
I would say right now, there's a lot of COVID in the community, and there's more every day in King County and many parts of Washington State.
Daily infection and hospital numbers continue to climb, and things are so bad at one West Seattle elementary school, masks are once again required for teachers and students after the principal announced she has COVID. Infection numbers are climbing in Oregon as well, where that state's health authority has advised all schools return to mask mandates because there's a possibility of returning to virtual instruction before the end of this school year. Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.
Yesterday, we told you about the critical staffing shortages at some long-term care facilities. Connie Johnson with a follow-up with the state ombudsman for long-term care, who's very concerned about resident safety.
It's never been this bad.
Patricia Hunter has spent three decades working in long-term care with a focus as the state ombudsman now on making sure the vulnerable residents in those facilities are being treated with compassion.
So we're hearing some pretty serious allegations and then some verified complaints about neglect.
And that's because what was already a shortage of qualified staff in most facilities grew worse during the pandemic. Then as other industries upped pay and benefits to lure workers, many of those exhausted nursing aides have left. They lost a lot of volunteer ombudsmen during the pandemic, and those volunteers visit facilities weekly. She says they're training up 50 new volunteers right now. They need 150 more.
They're kind of like the canary in the coal mine. They're sort of the early warning system that something's broken or not working.
If you're interested, go to waombudsman.org. Carlene Johnson, Northwest News Radio.
And the stories that are coming up include this one.
Federal funds pouring into law enforcement. I'm Corwin Hake. Is this where COVID relief money was supposed to go?
Northwest News Time. 11:04. We check traffic every 10 minutes on the 4, so let's do that right now. Here is Kiara Jordan in the Dumoulin Group Traffic Center.
Well, a couple of slow spots remain on our commutes. We don't have any blocking crashes or stalls, but we do have this tree removal work that's taking place this morning on westbound 512. It's a little bit west of Canyon. Crews have been blocking the right lane, and this continues to cause almost a 2-mile backup, really heavy backup into the area. On northbound 167, we've been finding scattered slowing traveling from Highway 410 to Jovita, and then the rest of the Valley Freeway moves at the speed limit. Northbound 405 with some hesitation around 167, and then we'll sort of work with this lighter slowing as we're approaching Sunset, and that follows you into the Newcastle area. It appears that we're starting to get a little bit busier now on southbound 405 as we're traveling through Canyon Park. Keep my eye on that because we had mostly cleared out through that area. It looks a bit suspicious to me. Northbound I-5, we're going to be slow starting just south of I-90, and we'll stay that way to the convention center. Our next Northwest traffic at 11:14.
This traffic report sponsored by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Electrical. Call Beacon today and save $50 on all drain cleaning and sewer repair. Just call 1-800-FREAKIN and stop freaking. Call Beacon. Your forecast from the 1530mortgage.com Weather Center. Meteorologist Kristen Clark.
Quiet weather today, but as has been the case so far this season, it's like one step forward, two steps back, and we're tracking an unusually strong storm for May standards tomorrow. That'll bring about strong winds, especially along the Pacific coast and across the San Juan Islands early in the day. In addition to rain, there will be scattered early, breaking apart to late day sun for many lowland locations, but it's that onshore wind that as it strengthens, begins to crank out the snow in the higher elevations to elevations as low as 3,000 feet Thursday morning. There could be a slushy 2 inches at Snoqualmie Pass, but a pliable 5 to 8 at Stevens Pass. In the Como 4 Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
And right now, 53 downtown under partly cloudy skies. It's 11:06. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues. In an age when the phrase defund the police has begun to affect city and county budgets, selected leaders are tapping into federal funds to pay law enforcement officers. Corwin Hake explains.
It happened last week in Pierce County when County Council Chair Derek Young announced sheriff's deputies would receive raises and retention bonuses.
This budget represents a major increase in investment in law enforcement expenditure, specifically for salaries.
The $4 million expenditure came from the county's American Rescue Rescue Plan, or ARPA allocation, federal dollars aimed at COVID recovery. It's a pot of money other communities are also turning to bolster their declining law enforcement ranks. Crosscut reports Federal Way has approved the hiring of 13 new officers and buying 25 new patrol cars, in part with more than $2 million ARPA dollars. The report says cities including Auburn, Linwood, Spokane, and Yakima also are using ARPA money to bolster law enforcement. Police accountability activists complain the money does little to address crime's root causes. One activist tells Crosscut, while money is poured into new police cars, a person in mental health crisis has no one to call. Corwin Hake, Northwest News Radio.
Some parents in Marysville speaking out against allowing students to join after-school clubs without parental consent. Come before Joel Marino reports on their concerns.
Others say the policy could force kids to out themselves in families where they may not feel support or to withdraw even more.
A lot of people, even that I know, have actually tried to ask their parents about stuff like that and have gotten like almost kicked out.
This is us providing a safe place where kids can come in and just be themselves.
The teachers who started the Safe Space Club say there was a transgender student in the past who wanted to reach out but only found limited support, and the results were tragic.
But still felt, you know, not accepted, and when he got to middle school, he committed suicide.
Again, no final vote on whether to require parental consent. The acting superintendent actually recommended that the board table the vote to give more time to study the issue.
That is Como 4's Joel Marino. The Seattle School District responding to parents' concerns about changing school start times.
Seattle Public Schools will not change start times for most schools. The school board proposed staggering start times throughout the morning, with some schools starting at 7:30, some at 8:30, and others at 9:30. The move was in response to a shortage of bus drivers. After hearing from families, though, the superintendent decided not to make the change, but added some high schools may see a 10-minute change in start time. Seattle Public Schools says reduced bus service will likely continue this fall.
That is Como 4's Mary Nam. A judge in Seattle lowering the bail of a man held in an axe attack in a homeless camp.
A King County judge cut bail in half for the man accused of attacking a man at a homeless encampment with an axe. Julian Bracea Caballero pleaded not guilty to an assault charge. Prosecutors say he attacked a man last month in Soto with the axe, a pole, and a piece of wood. Prosecutors had asked to set bail at $150,000, citing Bracea Caballero's lengthy criminal history, which includes convictions for assault. The judge ultimately reduced bail to $75,000.
Como 4's Eric Johnson. A safety reminder for people in Renton after four bears showed up in their neighborhood.
Bears in the green belts around here are not new, but for some residents, it was an unexpected shock. Renton police issued this community alert last night. Be aware and do not disturb the bears.
We're kind of in their neighborhood as well, right? So let's make sure that we let them be and stay safe.
This is a time when bears forage. State Fish and Wildlife told me it's critical right now to remove any food source from garbage cans to feeders. Last year, there were more than 600 bear-related calls in King County alone. From sightings to incidents, they say likely linked to a few dozen bears.
Just making sure that garbage is put away, covered up, and that we're keeping the kids aware of what's going on in our site at all times, as well as our little animals.
One of the other things that Fish and Wildlife told me is make a lot of noise when you see the bears. Let them know that they're not welcome. It's easy to do that by clapping or even using a bullhorn. Hopefully, they'll scare off and not come back. Michelle Esteban, Como News.
It's 11:10. Time for a Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk update. Game 2 between the Mariners and Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. Seattle lost 6-2 last night in the opener. Yusei Kikuchi, the former Mariner, holding his teammates at bay, gave up no runs through six innings. No surprise to manager Scott Servais, who was Kikuchi's skipper the last few years in Seattle.
Yep. He was an all-star last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good pitcher. He's got good stuff. He had a good night tonight.
They have a good pitcher going for them tonight. The Mariners send Logan Gilbert to the mound, the April pitcher of the month in the American League, in the game second game of that three-game series. And the Sounders back in action tomorrow with an MLS matchup in Houston, trying to make it back-to-back league wins with a kickoff set for 5:30. And the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals begin tonight with Miami hosting Boston. Sports at 10 to 40 past each hour. Traffic and weather just a couple of moments away. A major development in the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine appearing to end its combat mission in Mariupol, seen at the head
heaviest fighting in this conflict, striking a deal with Russia to evacuate over 260 Ukrainian soldiers from the Avastal steel plant. The soldiers were living, fighting and dying there under a relentless siege for nearly 3 months. 53 other badly injured Ukrainian fighters were transported to the Russian-backed rebel city of Novoazovsk for medical treatment. Another 211 soldiers were to be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. President Zelensky paying tribute, saying, "I want to stress, Ukraine needs Ukrainian heroes alive." Here in the northeast, Ukraine claiming victories outside of Kharkiv, pushing the Russians back towards the border. One of the commanders touting the success of his troops. "We were going after them all over the place," he says. "This was the turning point. It gave us real momentum." This comes as NATO's conducting long-planned military drills across Europe, including Estonia, with 15,000 troops from NATO members and partner countries expected to participate, including Finland and Sweden, both now intending to become full members of the alliance. Sweden's foreign minister formally signing her country's application this morning. In Moscow, Vladimir Putin meeting with Russia's top allies, condemning Sweden and Finland's plans to join NATO, saying the expansion of military infrastructure over that territory will obviously call for our response.
With the city of Mariupol now lost to the Ukrainians and them having effectively won here in the northeast of the country, all eyes are going to be on the Donbass. That's where we're expecting this artillery battle to heat up, and it looks pretty intense so far.
ABC's Ian Panel. A new poll shows that 52% of Americans believe inflation is the number one issue facing the country right now. This as five states, including Oregon, hold their primary elections today.
This is the issue looming large over the midterm elections. The majority of Americans on both sides of the aisle say the most important issue facing the country right now is the issue of inflation. And just over 30% of Americans say their personal financial situation has worsened in recent months. This is a warning sign for Democrats, and they know it. On the line this midterm election, control both the House and the Senate.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott in Pennsylvania, who says former President Donald Trump is involved in some of today's primaries.
He has backed several candidates in today's primaries, including right here in Pennsylvania, throwing his support behind Dr. Oz in the Republican Senate primary. Now, Oz has been locked in a very tight race with former hedge fund CEO David McCormick, but in recent days, conservative commentator Kathy Barnett has gained momentum. She is being called out for past tweets that are anti-Muslim and homophobic, and newly surfaced images verified by an independent researcher show her marching to the Capitol on January 6. Now, on the Democratic side, a different curveball. Frontrunner John Fetterman suffered a stroke just days before today's primary. He is now resting and recovering, but he will be missing tonight's election night watch party.
And again, that's ABC's Rachel Scott. It's 11:14 after traffic and weather. New news uncovered in the 18-year-old suspect in the slaying of 10 people in Buffalo. Right now at 11:14, time to update traffic from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here, once again, Kiara Jordan.
Still finding a backup this morning on westbound 512, trying to travel out of Puyallup. This is all due to tree removal work that's taking place. Now, you're going to be braking free about a half mile or so west of Canyon Road, but it has you back up to Woodland Avenue. So we're still facing our delays through there. That's one of our only slow spots on the map right now. And northbound 167 is continuing to crowd as we're coming out of Sumner and into Pacific. And then after that, the drive into Auburn, Kent, and Renton, pretty much worry-free. Just seeing some lighter slowing on northbound 405 as we're entering Newcastle. And we're also still tapping the brakes on northbound I-5 between I-90 and the Convention Center. Southbound 405 is getting stacked up as you're approaching State Route 527. Our next Northwest traffic app, 11:24.
The forecast from the 1530mortgage.com Weather Center is for a partly sunny day today with a high of around 62. Clouds and rain come in tonight. It'll be rainy and breezy tomorrow. More rain into Thursday morning and then some sun breaks. And then Friday, Saturday, and sunny look pretty good right now. Mostly sunny Friday, 62 for the high. Partly sunny over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. Currently in Everett, we got a little cloud cover, 49 degrees, but some partly sunny skies at Tacoma where it's 53. At SeaTac Airport, partly sunny and 54.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Northwest News Radio 1000, FM 97.7.
Stories we're following right now as we have Bill O'Neill at the editor's desk. I'm Tom Hutler, the suspect in a weekend mass shooting at a California church. Due in court today, facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electric cords. The Secretary of Homeland Security is being pressed by Board Border Patrol agents to do more to battle the increasing security crisis at the border. Alejandro Mayorkas met with agents before dawn in McAllen, Texas, the busiest sector for illegal immigration. Northwest News Time now, 11:17. An online document obtained by ABC News appears to chronicle how Peyton Gendron carefully planned out his attack at least 2 months before he allegedly shot and killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York.
The document also included sketches of the supermarket, outlining different aisles he could navigate quickly. The shooter allegedly describing the store as his first location, listing other possible locations to attack nearby. Police say the shooter visited the store again the day before his deadly assault to conduct reconnaissance, then came back Saturday and opened fire.
It's a lot of people dead in here.
Yeah.
This exclusive video capturing the shock and terror in the shooting's aftermath as the gunman was arrested.
Oh my God, he shot so many people in there.
Julie Harwell falling to the ground, inconsolable. Her partner and 8-year-old daughter were inside. Overnight, her boyfriend telling ABC News he and their daughter London had separated from Julie because they wanted to buy ingredients for a surprise birthday cake.
I took my daughter so she can pick out what cake that we were going to bake for her mother's birthday, you know, try to surprise her.
And then what did you hear?
Well, first you hear the gunshot. Ow, I see all the people running. So I just grabbed my daughter, ran in the back.
Lamont and London hiding in a cooler as they recounted to our affiliate WKBW.
I was scared for my mom. I didn't know where she was. I thought she was gone.
They were separated for 20 minutes, which felt like an eternity.
That was the longest wait I've ever had in my life.
While they made it out alive, the gunman killing 10 people. Celestine Cheney, Roberta Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey, Marcus Morrison, Hayward Patterson, Aaron Salter Jr., Geraldine Talley, Ruth Whitfield, and Pearl Young. Hayward Patterson had just been at his church's soup kitchen before he left for the supermarket.
He loved the community just as much as he loved the church. And so you would see him anywhere he was encouraging people, you know, to be the best that they can be.
Now, a demand for answers. Authorities revealing the shooter was investigated last spring after writing a paper shortly before graduation that referenced committing murder-suicide. The school calling state police, but no charges were filed.
The individual was brought in for a mental health evaluation. He was evaluated and then he was released.
Overnight, the suspect's friend, Matthew Casado, telling ABC News the gunman dropped off ammo boxes at his house the day before the shooting, allegedly unannounced. The friend's family calling authorities to have that picked up. And this is just one piece of evidence investigators are looking into.
That is ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Northwest News Time is 11:19 and... let's round it up to 11:20 because we check in money news at 20 and 50 past each hour, and there's plenty to talk about here. As a former chairman of the Fed Reserve is criticizing the institution he used to lead over soaring inflation, in an interview with CNBC, Ben Bernanke said waiting to respond to the current inflation crisis was a mistake. However, the former Fed chief said the central bank didn't want to spook the stock market and also admitted the question of when the Fed should step in is complicated. Walmart's aiming to help recent college grads become store managers. It's doing that through a new training program called College to Career. It's designed to put graduates in charge of a store within 2 years. Some aspects of the program include classroom training. Those who earn the title of top performers will be offered an emerging coach position with a starting salary of $65,000. A look at the numbers on Wall Street as the retail sales report came at 0.9% increase, and that has got the market, the traders in a good mood today. 235.5 point gain for the Dow to 32,459. The NASDAQ is up 1.75 percentage points, 182-point gain to 11,844. And the S&P 500 is up 1%, 42% gain to 4,050. That is your StockCharts.com money update. More money news in 30 minutes. Northwest News Time, 11:21.
We'll get you there with more traffic reports here than any other Northwest station. Traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Stay connected, stay informed, and arrive on time with Northwest News Radio 1000, FM 97.7, and on your smart speaker.